Vatranis. Amru Chazal, B'nai Basis, and Avraham Avinu, Vatranim Hayu. Chazal tell us in the Medrash that Avraham Avinu's household were Vatranim. According to Rabbi Friend, there is no English word for being Mevater. Mevater is not a concept usually accepted in the world. Mevater means to give in, but it's
yielding,
more...
Yielding,
okay. V'amru ish, says in the pasuk ish, limdechoy satayrish tevatrim b'teich b'secha. I don't know what the medrash is going on in Perik Tes, Sim and Beis. I assume it's in Parshas Nasai or in Baloyzcha, I'm not sure. But it says ish, to teach a person, the medrash says, to be a vatran in his house. Nishbuch yayin havi vatran. The wine spills, don't vent. Keep quiet. Be mevatran. V'hanchoy v'yesh. To give to those who love me, to oyave, those who love me, yesh. Yesh means a entity of Olam Haba. V'chein shmanecha v'yitzaseyem amalei. Your oil and your storage houses I will fill. Nikra k'suscha yimale Hashem kol mishalosecha. Meaning if your clothing tears, don't lose it. Avim shmata davar ishtacha kum together. But if you hear about your wife, that's talking about Parsha Saita, obviously. Kum kegever l'masha gever at havi gever l'kach. Get up like a man. How does he translate the next line?
You must be a man regarding the one over whom you are a man.
Oh, yeah. To man to what you are a man. Hachnemer ishish. A megillah shalu tamidah v'smukhu yimin hakonah b'meh rach t'yamim. What were you zaycha tarikas yamim? I'm a levatrim b'mamaynia, you see. I was yielding in my money. Talking about Eve. Right? You give a half a puta to the store, to the chambani, meaning you are very insistent on the exact amount of change. Eve said, keep it. People cursed him. He looked the other way. Sanhedrin, Achav Vatram Mimaynaya. Achav also was yielding in his money. Matayach Shehen, Tamil Chacham and Chasav, and since he supported Tamil Chachamim, Kippur Lamech, the half his sins were forgiven. Ubahamas, Raiva Machloikas, I Mistadrim. Most Machloikasin would be settled if I'm a Vatran, and people would be yielding. But Tamil Jaisha Tayyav Lavatim Hashan and Tayyach. It's always good to give in rather than to win. People should be the ones that are chased, not the ones that chase. The most near dove by birds are the dove and the turtle dove. And the Torah said that's the Kabbalists. Saves himself from hatred, machloikas, and tzaras. It's included in Mechazal say one who gives in on his midaisav, on his character traits, meaning he doesn't insist. He gives in, he's yielding. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yields him on his sins.
This call is being recorded.
It's the siman of Chachma, and the Shaita never is Mevater. Rama Batainas, Tzadik v'Rasha, mi nitcha mipnei mi, who gets pushed away from who? Tzadik mipnei Rasha. The Tzadik ends up losing usually. Why? A Tzadik mevater tamid. A Tzadik is mevater. So that's usually, the Tzadik is the one that steps aside. V'akshon l'shaloi levater, and those people who are stubborn, and they're not mevater, bo b'dayach l'al migaiva, comes from haughtiness. V'choshev, shim yivater yored erkai. He thinks if he's mevater, his value goes down. His covet goes down. And the truth is, it's the opposite way. Okay, we'll stop over here for today. We are Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. I still have 20 seconds. Okay, We're learning, there's a machlokes in the Mishnah, the woman is mapo. She gives miscarries, a tsuris chaya v'oif, an animal or a bird, something that looks animalistic or bird-like, right? So what is that locha, whether it's considered a baby or not? Remeir said yes, and the Rabbanon said no. So on the first shot in Remeir, we talked about that he learned it out from Xeri Shavav, Yitzira, Yitzira. There was an extra word, Yitzira, was Mufna, was available for Xeri Shavav, and therefore he learned out Behemachai Vav. And Rabbanon did not learn this Xeri Shavav. The Gemara went by why. Why did Rabbanon learn the Xeri Shavav? Because they held that it's a Mufna Mitzarecha, you can still have a Pircha. You can still have a Pircha. That's what the Gemara... the Gemara didn't say it. I'm sorry, I take it back. Rabbanan say, Rabbanan hold what? I just want to make sure I'm not saying the wrong thing. Right, they learned it out from there. And Rabbanan hold that there's a question... the mayor holds the Xeri Shavo. Right? Did the Gemara deal with the Rabbanan? That was in the Machlokes of Mufna, right? Whether you need Mufna Mitzarecha, there were two Lashon, is that right? But in why they don't hold the Xeri Shavav, and maybe they didn't have the Messiah of the Xeri Shavav, I don't remember, no Raya. In how the Gemara, why the Rabbanan didn't deal with this Xeri Shavav? What? Yeah, there's a Pircha, but that, again, that depends on the two Lashonis. So I don't want to get into that, but now we'll leave it there alone. The second tarot to the Gemara was that the reason of Remeir is because they look like humans. Eleim doimus kishel adam. Right? So the Gemara talked about a snake, and the Gemara said a snake, it's a mum, the Gemara said. The Gemara answered that it depends on the pupil and on the socket. That if it's a socket, it's like a person, then it is a mum. But the pupil looks exactly round like by a person. That's what the Gemara said. We are up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th line from the beginning of the wide line.
So if it's a socket, it's a mum there for what?
If it can't be, that's...
Human?
It can't... That meaning like this. If it's a... That means it's not supposed to be that way. If it's a mum, that means it's not supposed to be that way. And the Mishnah says an animal that has a socket like a human is possible for a carbon. That means it can be the regular. The Gemara is saying it's like a human because. How can the Gemara say that if the Mishnah considered it an aberration? It says if an animal has it that way, it's not a regular animal. So obviously that can't be the reason that an animal is like a human, because animals are not supposed to be that way. That means they're usually not that way. Right? You understand what I'm saying? And the answer is, you're right. Pupil is like a human. That's what Remeir meant. Not that the socket's like a human. It's not supposed to be that way. If it is, it's an aberration. Insight. I'm up to the 7th line in the wide lines. Now, there is some cipher. I'm just going to mention it. Take it, leave it, do whatever you want with it. That says that the second tarot is not arguing in the Xeri Shavav. And that all the tarots of the Gemara is going to say, and there are a bunch of them, agree up to a certain point, agree to the Xeri Shavav of Yetzira, Yetzira. The question is, why learn this Xeri Shavav and not other Xeri Shavav? So we went through the whole business with Mufna. The second tarot says this is the more logical Xeri Shavav because it's similar to human in the eyes. That's what, I mean, some cyber say the second tarot is not disagreeing with the reason of Xeri Shavav. Still built on the Xeri Shavav. But the Gemara had a whole problem. Why make the Xeri Shavav this way? Why not make the Xeri Shavav a different way? So we went through all the halachas of Mufna and Xeri Shavav. Second Tarot gives a simple answer. The reason we make the Xeri Shavav this way is because logic tells us to make it this way. So the Gemara writes, Rabbanai Amar, Hainu time of the Remeir. Why does Remeir compare animals? Their eyes are in the front, not on the side. Many creatures have eyes on the side of their head. Animals have eyes in the front of their head, similar to humans. Rashi, the first Rashi is Lifnehem. to about even to where the Gemara is now. Lifneiam, lafuki dogim, deineiam bitzideiam. It's excluding fish, which was one of the conscience of the Gemara, why not make the Xeri Shabbat to fish? The answer is fish have the eyes on the side, the chay nachash. So again, this is the more logical way to make the Xeri Shabbat, because it's more similar to humans than fish and snakes. Frank the Gemara of our oif, the ain of hokus lufan lebekam remeir de tamay. Eye birds, the eyes are not in front of their head, and remeir considers them tamay. He says, behemoth chayav oif. And if the reason he picks behemoth and chayav is because the eyes go in front, so why are birds included? Amrabaya bekarfa bekifufa. Karfa is an owl, and kifufa is, if he doesn't say what it is, kifufa. Those are the two birds that Remeir includes. But in Chanambi, other birds not that way. That's what the Gemara is answering. Rashi,
these birds have
eyes in front. An owl has eyes in front of its head, right? And I don't know what kifufa is, also has eyes in front of its head. Rashi, kaya b'kifufa, oif hatzayek b'layla, a bird that screams at night. Upon of Daimon Lechasl has a cat-like head. The ain of Lufanov and his eyes are in front of it. Frak the Gemara, B'ashar, Ifaslai? Are you telling me by other birds Remeir agrees she's not Tamei Leida? Mesre, Reb Chanina, then I have Antigonus on the side, they change it, some say Gamliel, Aymer, Niram Divir Remeir B'Behema B'Chaya. He agrees to Remeir by Behema B'Chaya. But I agree to the Chachamim by birds. That's what Reb Chanina ben Gamliel or Reb Chanina ben Antigonus said. Now, he differentiates between Chayim Behema and Eifus. Remeir didn't, and the Pashup Shat and the Chachamim didn't. Here comes a third opinion. Says, I agree to Remeir by animals, and I don't agree by birds. That's what he says. Now, what's the logic of splitting animals from birds? What is Reb Chanina ben Antigonus building this split on? My Eifus. Ilay me b'kaya v'kifufa. If he's saying, I don't agree to Remeir by the kaya and kifufa, the owl and the kifufa, ma'ishna behemah b'kaya, what's the difference? They name August of name k'shal adam. Why would he agree to Remeir by animals? Because the eyes go in front of their body. Kaya v'kifufa nami. What's the difference? Why does he pick sides by animals one way and by birds the other way? If it's the birds that have the exact eyes in front of them, like animals, what's the reason to separate the two? What's the difference between an animal and an owl? They all have their eyes in front of them. But what other reason is there to separate between animals and birds? Now, if it's talking about other animals, I should understand that Remeir is saying, Remeir holds all animals are a leida, and I don't agree to that. I think it depends on the eyes. Then it makes sense that he's differentiating between animals and all the other birds besides Kaya v'kifufa. But if Remeir only said it by Kaya v'kifufa, that means, why is he differentiating between animals and birds? They're the exact same thing, those two birds that Remeir meant. He didn't mean any other birds.
He's only referring to the birds that don't have eyes.
But then Remeir wouldn't argue. He doesn't have to pick sides. I agree to Remeir here, and I agree to Chachamim there, which means Remeir argues. Now, where is Remeir arguing? If you're right, it should have said, I agree to Remeir totality. And for the Gemara, El Pshita must be B'Sharaifas, McLeod Remeir, Pollock B'Sharaifas. Must be that Remeir argues. So you don't have to agree to the Chachamim if your Remeir does the same thing.
I mean, he holds even other birds?
Well, again, we're figuring it out from where he picked sides. If Remeir agreed by the other birds, why is he picking sides? Why is he saying, I don't agree to Remeir by birds? Which birds don't agree to Remeir? Remeir only said it by two birds. And there it's the same as animals. No reason to differentiate.
Remeir said it just by two birds, right?
We answered that. Remeir never said the fair is only two birds. We said Shat and Remeir by Eifus is by two birds. But by the rest of the birds, he would never say it. So then comes along Reb Chanina ben Antigonus, and he says, I agree to Remeir by animals and not by birds. Now, he can't mean those two birds, he doesn't agree to Remeir, because there's no reason to differentiate between animals and those two types of birds. So if he's differentiating, he must be differentiating between animals and those two birds and the rest of the birds. Now, if Remeir never said about the rest of the birds, so he doesn't have to pick sides. He's straight Remeir.
Therefore, he must hold that.
There must be Remeir holds, not he. Remeir must hold all birds. And for the Gemara, Sur Merziv Achitani, the bride is missing a piece. Pshinim and Antik Nesaymer, Niro and Diver Remeir Bebeim Bebechayev, what in the Kayev the Kifufa? I agree to Remeir by animals and those two types of birds, but Diver Chachamim I agree Beshar Reifus. Now here is the added part. Because even Remeir agrees to them by the other birds. What we're doing is we're saying that Bechnina ben Antignus is explaining Remeir. He's not picking sides. He's straight Remeir. He says, I agree to Remeir, but it doesn't affect the other birds because Remeir didn't argue about the other birds. So we changed the Braisa. We understood the Bechlina ben Antignus was splitting. I hold like that Meir here and like the Chachamim there. And the answer is no, he's not splitting. He holds like Remeir consistently. He's telling us the Remeir never said it by other birds. That's all. He's explaining Remeir. He's not picking sides. That's what we changed the Braisa. Rashi Chsur Mechsev Achitani. Same thing, those two types of birds, the Ein of Hope was Lebanov. We have a got to plead you Rabban and Allah, even though the Rabban and argue, I agree to Remeir. But Divrei Chachamim nearer the Remeir Bishar Reifus. Remeir agrees to the Chachamim by the other birds. Remeir Nami Maidalu. So we're changing the Braisa as not Rav Chanina ben Antignus deciding the halfways like Remeir and halfways like the Chachamim. No. He's total Remeir. He's explaining Remeir. Dr. Gemara Vatanya, and we have a Braisa that supports this version. Vatanya, this is a Nichusa, Rashi says. This is not a question, this is a proof. Amar Ablazim Reb Tzadik. Hamapelos min behema b'chaya, l'divir Remeir Vlad, or l'divir Chachamim ein Vlad. According to Remeir, it's a Vlad, and according to the Chachamim, it's not a Vlad. That's by animals. Uba Eifus, tibadek. Check which bird it looks like. Now, who says to check which bird it looks like? Who's going to differentiate between birds? Laman tibadek. According to whom are you checking? Right, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik says, when it comes to birds, check out what bird we're dealing with. Who makes the difference between birds? Laman. According to whom is he checking it out? Isn't that a proof that Remeir only said it by certain birds? Because going to Rabbanon, there would be no difference. You never check it out. You don't even check out animals. Forget it. Amar v'achabei devika, like, tibadik l'Rabbanon. Now, the Gemara is a new chiddush that even the Rabbanon, maybe, perhaps, would say this is not a proof. Again, let me explain. Proof means 100%. To get out of a proof, all you have to do is offer an alternative. You don't have to prove your alternative. You just have to offer an alternative. We had a braisa here that seemed straightforward. Birds, check it out. Now, according to the Rabbanan, they say even animals are not a leida. So what are we checking out birds for? Must be going in Remeir, who says animals are a leida, and birds, check them out. The raya to what we said, that Remeir only said it by Kayu Vikifufa, not by other birds. If not, what are you checking out? And for the Gemara, an alternative shot. It could be that the Rabbanan who argue by animals and say it's not a Leda would agree that Kayu Vikifufa is a Leda. The Gemara's going to explain. But that's the alternative shot. That by animals, right, the Chachamim Sa'ein of blood. By birds, Tibadek. Check it out. Who's checking it out? Rabbanan. Why? Dr. Gemara. Ba'ifas, remember the Gemara like, Tibadek or Rabbanan. The Amri Kayu Bikifufa in, Taya b'kifufa is a leda, sarai v'slai. But other birds are not. But according to Rameyer, maybe all birds are leda. Meaning you can't prove your pshat Rameyer. We're not slugging it up. We're saying you tried to prove it. It's not a proof. There's an alternative pshat to the braisa. And the question is, maishna kaya b'kifufa b'beva v'chaya. Rabbanu said animals aren't a bird, so why should kaya b'kifufa be any more human-like than birds, than kaya b'kifufa? However, yes, them less than skadam. They have human cheeks. They're more similar to man than an animal is. The animal has the eyes in front of it, but the owl and the kifufa have human cheeks. And that, even the Rabbanan agree, is considered a leda. Again, is that definite? No. It's a possibility. We wanted to prove Avshat and Rameyer right. The mayor only said it by those two birds, by the fact that it says check out which bird. And the answer is maybe not. Maybe the mayor said it by all birds. So who's checking it out? The Rabbana. Because they agree by two and not by the others. Yes.
Did the mayor say Karya
Mikipufa? No. He says birds.
Well, why would I think only certain birds?
Because the way we explained the mayor going to this shot was because the eyes are in front of their head. If you understand it that way, why is Kaya Vikipuf? Why are ravens and crow? I mean, crows and ravens are the same thing. Why are ravens and robins considered a leda? They shouldn't be. They don't have eyes in front of their head.
Here it is.
Because he never meant all birds. He said ifas, but he meant two. We're defining him. And we tried to prove it right from the fact that the bride said, check it out. And now we're offering another pshat in the Braisa. Now that other pshat in the Braisa is rather revolutionary, because it's saying even the Rabbanon who disagreed with Rameyer said animals don't count, but these two birds are more human-like than animals, because their cheeks are human-like, which no animals have.
What's the point we're
trying to
learn
about
later or not later?
Whether she's Tummy later or not. Whether she has days of Tum and days of Tara.
Depends on what it looks like.
Wasn't that what the Mishnah said?
What is it about a snake being...
If she's mapple something that's snake-like. That was before Pesach, but it doesn't make a difference. This is the Gemara. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Vatanya Binuchusa. It's a proof. Maishna Kaya Bikifuva the Kamai that we're saying the Rabbanan Tavi Vlat Femi Shireifus. We're saying it's a baby more than other birds. Imishum de neim ogus lefneim. Are you going to answer because those two have their eyes in front? Harichaya behem and ami de neim ogus lefneim opligi rabbanon. Can't be that's the reason in rabbanon. Lestus lechayim skufim. They have straight up cheeks. Kadam. I don't know what he means straight up. Archko probably explains it better. Mashen kem behem of lechaya. How did Arsko explain cheeks?
Rabbi Weiner said, unlike cheeks of other animals or birds, the cheeks of the three stand upright like those of a man.
Exactly what I said, which means he also didn't know what he was talking about.
Keeps going.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The faces of most animals and birds jut forward to form a snout upon which the mouth or beak is located. The eyes are set further back on the face. Thus the cheeks of the animal, that is, the area between the mouth and the eyes, lie horizontally. That is in contrast to the owl, which, like the human, has no snout. Its cheeks, therefore, stand upright or are visible.
Fine, thank you very much. Got to give my advice. Boimine Rabbi Yirmi and Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmi asked Rabbi Zeira the following shayla. According to a mayor who says a behema in the womb of a mother is considered a baby. What? Right, but that's what we've been saying. Well, we don't know what it is, but... Okay, fine. I'm not trying to... That's what Musa said. I mean, here we are. Kibubo avio kedushin mahu. What if her father accepted kedushin? Now, Rameyer happens to hold. Truth is, the Gemara could have worded the Shaila differently, but the Gemara didn't, so we have to explain the Gemara. The mayor happens to hold that a father can accept Kedushin for a girl that's a fetus. as long as it's hokar ubra, as long as the woman looks pregnant, that's considered enough, even though she hasn't been born yet, the father can marry her off. That's the halacha. Let me explain. According to everybody, midoraisa, a father can accept kedushin for his daughter up to when she's 12 and a half. Girl can be one day old, and the father can accept kedushin for her. And she can be 11 years old, he can accept kedushin for her, all the way to 12 and a half. That's the halacha. How about if she still hasn't been born yet? So that's a machloikus of Davish Labali Island, which is not our sugya now. But Remeir happens to hold that once the pregnancy is recognizable, a father can marry off his fetus. His fetus daughter. His daughter is still a fetus.
How do you know it's a daughter?
What?
How do you know it's a daughter?
If it's a daughter. They'll find out when it's born. I did an ultrasound. I don't know, but that's what the Gemara said. Now, question is this baby, now he's marrying her off while she's a fetus, this baby, who ends up looking like an animal. She married or not married? If he's considered a human for Tumah, he considered a human for Yemei Tara. I want you to understand, Remeir is a Kula. Not only a Chumra, he's a big Kula. This woman will now go from day 14 to day 33. And if we know it's a female, we'll go from 14 to 80. And she can see blood, and she's not Tameh. She's a Leda. Quint Remeir. So Remeir considered it human. Now, he considered it human. Is this girl married?
No.
The question is, fetch the Gemara, the Minaf Kamina. Who cares? This baby's not going to live. So the Gemara, that's Surah Bachaisa. Can he marry her sister now? Her father married her off. Now this guy made Kedushin and her sister, the same husband. He can't marry the wife of a sister of his wife while she's alive. Remember the.
No, not Kamina, because. Have a living thing.
Fact the Gemara, remember the Chaya? Are you going to tell me that this baby lives? That's not true, by the way. If a person was Makabal Kedushin for his fetus daughter, she can't marry the sister. While she's a fetus. She's married to him. But here we're saying this baby will never survive at all. It's going to die right after childbirth, if it makes it that long. So at that point, the sister becomes mutter, because a wife's sister is only usher while the wife is alive. The minute the wife dies, she becomes mutter. So who cares? So, remember the chayiv amar yudam arav amar remeir haibamina miskayim. Remeir only said that these are considered a leda, because in its own species, it would live. Meaning, this animal-looking thing, had it been in an animal's womb, would be an animal and survive. In a human being, it won't survive. But Remeir said, since as an animal would survive, we consider it a leda, based on the Xerish Shava, based on all the other Svaris. But the bottom line is, it's not going to live in this state. It's only going to live only because it would live in its natural environment. Only these things, right? So it's mashmet, clearly that it doesn't live. So what are we worried about a sister for? Amar Avachar Bar Yaakov, Adkan Levir Remeir Rebzeir Ledaikikuch. Rabbi Yirmiyahu was trying to get Rabbi to laugh, and he couldn't get him to laugh. The whole Shaila was never a Shaila to begin with. He just was trying to get him to laugh, see if he can get him to chuckle, and Rabbi Zera refused to chuckle. So they talked about this. Was Rabbi Yirmiyahu right in trying to do this? So they bring a Raya. You're not supposed to be malus chayk pi b'aylam azah. You're not allowed to laugh in after the galus. But in Tyra, you're allowed to do things that are enjoyable, that make you chuckle and laugh in Tyra. Rabbi Zeru was machmer, that's what that quite him say. He mamish was so zar in this that he refused it. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu's Talmud tried to ask all these kind of shilas to see if he could elicit a chuckle, and he never did. Rashi, remember the chaya chayshle mitzra b'chaya. Sister is only usher when she's alive. The only Arab like, well, except Eishes Ish. Really, once the woman dies, you can marry her sister. It would last in its own environment. This one won't last. B'chol tachbulas halalu, and all these strategies. Tzchak, laughter. Kol b'chol tachbulas halalu, asa gabir mi lavi rabi yezer l'day tzchak, b'loy tzachak, asa l'adam shimali piv tzchak, rabi zeh ramach mitzvay. So Hashemah says that zeh stands for Ziya Yira Reses Ema. He was always, he didn't laugh, he was always trembling in the presence of the Shekhinah. Zeya, sweating, fear. Zeya Yira Reses Ema. That's how the Hashemah touches the Gemara Megillah. Come Rabbi Shachtel Reb Zeira. The Rabbi Shechted Reb Zeira Purim, the Gemara Megillah, and killed him. And the next day he died and then he brought him back alive. So to Sasemes, to Remes, Rabbi used to say most of the B'dichas before he learned. Whenever he started teaching his Chabidim, he started out with a light thing to get them to relax and then learn. Reb Zeira was totally trembling. On Purim he says, come Rabbi Shachtel Reb Zeira. We're supposed to take Rabbah's approach on Purim, not Reb Zeira's approach. That's the Sfas Emes. Again, nothing to do with this Gemara. It's a vart from the Sfas Emes. But it fits with Reb Zeira. That part fits. He brings this as a raya. Reb Zeira never laughed. He was total fear of the Reb Zeira. And Rabbah used to relax his Talmidim before he started teaching with the most of the B'dichas. And therefore, on Purim, Rabbah shechts Reb Zeira. That's how the Sfas Emes learned. Anyway, nothing to do with Pasuk Shat in the Gemara, please. No questions can be asked. Ain't much even a lot of us. Yes?
Within the lines of Doctor to Menachem, wasn't there a nickname for Reb Zeira? I'm trying to remember.
You're probably ahead of me, but I didn't get a nickname for Reb Zeira where I'm up to.
I'm three Daf ahead.
So then it must be in those three Daf. I am yet. The Gemara Mitzia calls Reb Zeira, he was short with burnt hands.
Burnt hands or burnt legs?
I don't remember, maybe burnt legs. Gemara Baba Metzia.
Yeah.
Which used to test himself in the oven. Which used to test himself in the oven, yeah. Every 30 days, he wanted to see whether the fire of Gehenna would be shilled by him. So he used to sit in an oven every 30 days to see whether the fire of Gehenna would bother him. And he used to walk out unscathed. And then one time something happened. I forgot the story in Baba Metzia. Maybe it comes up in Menachos, I don't remember. And he did get burnt his feet. We call him the short one with the burnt feet. That's Karuch Shaki. It's going to be a
Tumar Rabbi.
Yes.
If Rav Yirmiyah knew that he was Machmer, is this appropriate to try to get him to go off what he's Machmer on?
It's a good point. Obviously, Rav Yirmiyah felt it was a wrong type of a Chumra. Now, again, he's a Talmud and Rav Zeira is his Rebbe. That is a fact. But, your question is better than whatever I'm going to say. Because it wasn't illegal to do what Reb Yirmiyah was doing. It was Reb Zeira's extra chumrah. And Reb Yirmiyah felt that in Torah you shouldn't be that way. But again, it's his Rebbe and he's the Talmud, so... Again, I mentioned this before Pesach. Reb Yirmiyah got thrown out of the Beis Medrash at one point because he was asking kinds of shaylos that made him, you know, they just threw him out. Then they brought him back in when they needed him. But he asked the Shiloh with a chicken that's 50 yamas high, a bird that's 50 yamas high out. What if one leg's in, one leg's out? They threw him out. They felt he
was. So this was just his nature.
Again, I don't know if he did it because he had a purpose here. He was trying to get his Rebbe to laugh. Now, again, your question's a great question. Who is he to tell his Rebbe what to do? I don't know. Rameir only said it by things that in their own natural environment would survive. We learned this. Right? If a woman miscarried something that looks animalistic or bird-like, now, in the Mishnah B'chairis, which we're quoting, it doesn't say Vlad Ma'al-Yahu, but that's what it means. It means that's considered a baby. It has to be human. Sandu is a crushed face. Oishilya is a fetal sac, I believe. Or shfiri is a fetal sac. One's a fetal sac and one's a placenta. I don't know what Archgall says.
After birth.
After birth, that would be the placenta, no?
Uh, it is nonspecific. It's whatever comes out after the
baby. And sphere?
Embryo.
Embryo?
Undeveloped.
Merukum? What's Merukum?
Developed.
Developed embryo. Vayaitzim mechotach? What?
Dismembered fetus.
That's mechotach, right. And dismembered. Haba achro b'chor l'nachro v'ena b'chor l'kayim. These are considered births. Okay, there's two purposes. I shouldn't say two purposes. Two halachas that affect firstborns. One is dad-oriented, and one is mom-oriented. A mom's firstborn needs a pidyon haben. And now if it's dead, it doesn't need a pidyon haben. But the next one won't have a pidyon haben because he's not the petarechem. Did not open his mom's womb. There was a baby, call it a baby or whatever you want to call it, that came out before him. However, for Nachla, it has to be a viable baby. To get double portion in the father's nechassim, it doesn't have to be the opening of the womb. It has to be a viable baby. So therefore, all these things, Meir, animalistic types of things, according to the Chachamim, Sandal, Shoya, Shvir, Merukam, Yaitse, Mechutach, Haba Akrav, the next baby, Bechor L'Nachla, will be a Bechor for inheritance, because as far as the father is concerned, it, the next one is his first viable child. V'Eide Bechor L'Kayin. Now, V'Yisam G'daitach D'Chaye, if you're saying that these things can live, the Mim Behe Mechayev Oif can live, Haba Akrav Bechor L'Nachla Mihavi? Who says he can, how can he be Bechor L'Nachla? This is a viable baby. If we're not right when we answered that this baby in the womb that's animalistic looking like cannot live, then why in the world is the next one a Bechor L'Nachla? If you're telling me it's viable, then the next one is not Bechor L'Nachla. Now, by the way, viable doesn't mean he actually lives. Viable means he is a living thing. He can live 30 days, survive, considered a viable baby. So it's a raya that these animals can't, these animalistic looking things cannot live. And therefore, the Mishnah says clearly the next one is going to get double portion. And for the Gemara, no raya. I'm a Rav Loilam B'chayi. I could tell you again, Rav is not saying it can. He's saying it's possible that it can. Your proof is not a proof. V'shayni hasam, by a father's double portion, there is a difference. The Amikra, Rashis, I'm going to leave a line and then come back and translate. Mi shali by dava alav, yatsas ashayin li by dava alav. The Torah throws in the word Rashis Einai. Einai has multiple translations. It also refers to mourning. Only babies that the father mourns on their demise is considered a Bechor L'Nachla. Any baby that the father would not mind if it passed on, it wouldn't affect him if it passed on, is not enough to make the next one a non-Bechor. Therefore, for instance, a baby that's born that cannot live 30 days, the father will not mourn that baby's demise. Unfortunately, it could not live. Therefore, over here we're saying the same thing. It could be that it can live, but the father will never mourn, unfortunately, his animalistic-looking child. When it dies, he will mourn it. And therefore, the next one is going to be a Bechor L'Nachla. So you can't prove from here that it can't live. It could live, maybe. So why is the next one get Pishnai and gets double? Because the first one wasn't somebody the father would mourn over. And the Torah throws in the word Rashis Einai, hinting to us that it has to be a type of baby that would have a certain amount of mourning accompanying if it dies.
And then you know it's living over 30 days?
The father would not mourn an animalistic child, a child that looks like an animal. It would be a relief for him if it doesn't live, if it dies. No, no, forget about Shiva. We're not talking about that. We're talking about his feeling. Liboy Davyalov. His heart won't mourn it. He'll be relieved, not upset.
I'm not saying if a kid's born with a disease, father doesn't cry?
A kid.
First of all, a kid that's born with a disease, the father cries when he's born. Right? The father might cry here when this animal thing comes out of his wife, too. But that's not crying over a demise. that's crying over the birth. You understand the difference? A baby is born, Nachmana Litzlan, handicapped, missing a leg, missing an arm, Hashem Yirab. The father doesn't cry when it dies, he cries right away. What am I going to do? Hashem, please help me. This is terrible. This baby, when it was born, this animal-looking thing out of his wife, he also wasn't making a big kiddush. He didn't make a big kiddush. But when it passes on, it's not going to make him upset. He's upset that it never was normal to begin with, not that it died. I don't know if, I think I'm explaining myself. Yes?
No, it's not that case. It was work done about 25 years ago, looking at the effects of miscarriage on a mother. And a mother mourns a miscarriage in the same way that she mourns an infant, same death. I cannot say whether or not that applies to men, because to my knowledge, that has not been studied.
Again, the Gemara is saying it's ain liba davalav. That's what the Gemara says.
It's a different attachment between
100%.
And father.
100%.
And how many people here is that they can learn more than 30 days or only 30 days? Or less than
30 days? No, more than 30 days. If not, it wouldn't be considered living. Rashi Avananami Tanidu Loichaya, that it doesn't live. Hamapelas, Minuchai Bay, Machai Vaif, what does the box say? Vlad Ma'oyi, it's a good baby, Divir Meir. Reishim of Sentas Bechayr, Zachit Tani. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Yes, Bechar Lenachla. There are those that are considered firstborn when it comes to splitting the dad's estate. Vein Bechar Lekayin. The Kachash of Oz, one of the things counted is that Mepelos Men Bein Bechayr Vayv. Haba Akhrav, the one born afterwards, Bechar Lenachla. The high lab Bechar Lekabi Nachla. This is not considered a Bechar, a firstborn, vis-a-vis splitting the estate, the loichaya, it can't live. Ein b'chor l'kayin, chayzeh patr sarechem. It did open the womb. It is considered a birth that opened the womb. Chamei ma'ir ma'chei b'tzuris adam. Ein apaytir es abo achrav. It will not absolve the one that comes after it, m'b'chor l'kayin, from being a b'chor, needing a pidyon haben. Sandu, tzurub chusa. It is a form that is missing. She'ein tzuris panav nikeres, that one cannot recognize a form of a face smashed in. She'ein sandu b'loy vlad achar. What happened is the result of a double pregnancy, where one fetus smashes the other fetus's face. M'teich deichach kaveirai, because of the pressure of the friend who nimach, he gets smashed in. Could the Mepharish Mepirkin Mashal Adam Shesatras Chaveray? It's a muscle to a person that slaps his friend. The Hechzut Shurasa LaChayrav, and he turns his form backwards. I don't know what that means exactly, but basically means the face got disfigured. The Myaisa Sandu Rishon Paitres Acham Mepinyan Akayin. Let's say this is twins, and the sandal came out first, and then came out a good baby. It doesn't need a pinyan aben because the sandal opened the rechem. I show you, the ain't show you below Vlad. Show you must have had a baby. And then the next birth will not need a pidyon haben. Now, it's very interesting because we will learn that a baby that is not complete is not considered a birth. But the answer is we assume most babies are formed complete. And therefore, even though it disintegrated later on, because we don't have the baby here, we only have the fetal sac, or the afterbirth, whatever you want to call it, we assume it was a whole baby, because rive are whole babies, so we consider it a leda. We're willing to say that this shoya contained, once upon a time, a real whole baby, not a baby that was missing major parts. Because if it's missing major parts, it's not considered a leda.
Do we have a clause that if there's a shoya, they have to be a rod?
Correct.
At some point.
At one point. Not now. I mean, it's disintegrated. We don't find the blood.
Yeah, I understand. But when there's a shoya comes out, I mean, there must have been a blood.
Now, maybe that blood wasn't complete.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. That's the problem. If it's not complete, there was never a blood.
Oh.
The answers, rive, are complete. So we assume that it was once complete. Shvir art fusavlad, the form of the baby, I don't know what it means exactly, the skin or the, I don't know. Merukim, shakvar avarav nikarim ktas. Merukim, I don't know how Arsko translated merukim.
Developed embryos.
Right, that you can already tell some of its limbs come before it can be fired as well. Haba akra baka kolele, after all these, b'chor l'nachla, d'hani l'abenei l'nachla, they knew they could never inherit, l'chai, they don't live. Mishali b'adav olav, leiv avim misabal amoysai, hu d'chosu l'nachla. It has to be that the father's heart mourns the demise, the passing of this child. Yes, doctor.
Two things we have not mentioned are what I usually understand is the hydatidiform form mol, which is you've translated as something full of air bubbles, and teratoma, which is well, which has the form body parts, but is not an intact fetus. Do those render all, are those petarecha?
No. Nothing about it. Body me name about it, but I have a mad by you. About it, Bob.
These forms, are they, they're not born alive. Some are not born alive, or they are born alive.
They're not born alive. But for Petarechim, it doesn't have to be born alive. Right. By Pidgin Aben, they asked the woman if she ever had a miscarriage before. Because she did, okay, a pigeon a ben. By Bukhar Lanakhla, it makes no difference. Because the miscarriage is ainli b'gav olav. Father doesn't mourn it. And therefore, the next one is his firstborn for his estate purposes. For pigeon a ben, it has to do with what was petarecha, opened the womb. It has to be considered a birth for womb purposes. Now that's decided whether it's a birth for tumah purposes.
How far into pregnancy is the mapelis?
40 days into pregnancy, it can be mapelis. At that point, again, up to 40 days, we don't consider a woman pregnant. After 40 days, we do. Now, at what point do we say there's a formed body? I have no idea. Because remember, if it's not a formed body, there's nothing to talk about. They talked about Shvir Merukim or Shulya, which had a blood once upon a time. Okay, ready? It's not going to work well here, but I have to do the Gemara. What if an animal gives birth to a human-looking thing?
Can you eat it?
Can you eat it? Is it an animal or is it a human? Now, if it gives birth, you can't eat it. It's not an animal. Even if it's an animal, it's a dead animal. It's an avela. But the question is, the halacha is when you shecht an animal and find the baby inside, you're allowed to eat it, even if it's not alive, according to most Tanoim. We'll see. Rashi will bring that in. So the question now is, you found a human-looking thing in the animal. What's the halacha? So the Gemara, Tivshit lay Mahadra Rabbi Yechon. Let's do Rashi first. Look, Rashi, Adam Bimei Behema. Shachta Omatzabat Mus Adam. Shechted an animal and found a human form inside. Now, Miyamina Keichon Ozer Rabbein Basa Imei. He went by mom when it came to humans carrying animalistic type things. Hokanami Zu Basa Behema. Sorry, Bakhila. So we here go by mom, it's an animal. So you can eat it. Now, Rashi doesn't explain the rest. Now, the Gemara is going to talk about, so we're assuming now that if you find an animal inside, live or dead, doesn't make a difference, you can eat it. How about if you find a human-like thing? Dr. Gemara Tifshlei Mahadra Rabbi Yechonon. We want to prove it from Rabbi Yechonon's statement. That Rabbi Yechonon, I shechted a behema, matzabat mus yayna. Guy shechts an animal and finds a bird-looking thing in it. The halacha is asura b'achila. It's usher to eat. So the same thing is human. Why is human different than birds? If you find a bird in the mother animal, you can't eat it. So why should a human be any different?
And everyone holds that.
That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. It doesn't seem to be a matter of machlokes. Dr. Gemara Hachi Ashta. Hasam loy prasa ikka v'loy parsa ikka. Ochon he the process like a parsa mi ikka. A bird has no hoof. Has nothing that's hoof-like. So therefore, we learn out from a pasuk that what you find in the mother has to have something that has hoofs. But humans have a leg that's hoof-like. But it's not split. It's only one. So that's the shayla. By shankin, a bird has no hoofs. And the pasuk will say, as we will learn in Rashi, that whatever you find inside has to be something that has a hoof. Rashi. Zok Rashi. Oif ein loy parsa. Bird has no hoof. Avo adam need the process leka. Shein parsais of stukais. It doesn't have split hoofs. Shein loy shnei akobim. It doesn't have two, I guess, legs, feet. Kish kamay lebehema. Parsa mi yik. Buxiv. And this is the pasuk. Kol mafresis parsa bebehema techelu. Anything you find in an animal that's mafresis parsa, you can eat. What if you find in a cow's stomach a fetus with no split hoofs? A cow fetus, but it has no split hoofs. As long as it wasn't born, you find it in the mother, it has no split hoofs. But it's in the mother who has split hoofs, you can eat it. Bafilu Reb Shimon, Damit Kolud Ben Parah Aser, to Machloikas Tanoim, if that animal was born. Can you eat an animal that has no split hoofs, that its mother had split hoofs? A cow that's born without split hoofs. Can you eat it? Reb Shimon says no. But even he agrees, Maidahu, Dim Nishchatim, Abinim Tibimel Demutter. Inside its mutter. The Pasuk says, Kol Mafresis Paisa Bibhema in the animal Techelu. So therefore, humans are better than birds. Birds have no hoofs, and the pasuk says, "Call my friends as parsa." Question is, a human has a leg,
not a hoof.
That's the shaila. Is it considered human or animal? What is it considered? Is there? Can you eat it or not? That's the Gemara shaila. We will continue our meditation tomorrow. I bet you have a one.